Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A deadly shooting in Louisville, Kentucky adds to the tally of hundreds of mass shootings that have taken place so far this year in the U.S. One person died, four others were hurt this weekend there. WLKY-TV's Jamie Mays talked to shaken business owners working nearby.
Local businesses like Safir Mediterranean Deli say they're hoping for peace.
It's very sad, very hurt feeling to see your beautiful downtown that we've been working here the last 13, 14 years going through this. So I hope this has never happened again.
The homicide unit says they're continuing to investigate. The business owners are hoping anyone with information will contact police.
Well, police in Yuma, Arizona are investigating another mass shooting involving teenagers. Two people died, five others were hurt there. Police Sergeant Lori Franklin.
It is still an ongoing investigation, so there was a lot of witnesses there, so everybody's being interviewed, everything's being double-checked, everything's being gone over.
There are new restrictions in place at the southern border after pandemic-era rules expired last week. The Biden administration says that's kept the number of migrants expected to cross the border down. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says it's too early to tell whether the numbers at the southern border have peaked.
The numbers that we have experienced are markedly down over what they were prior to the end of Title 42.
The Biden administration says its steps it has taken, including restricting asylums, that's led to the lower than expected numbers.
Just west of Charlotte, North Carolina, police say three people inside a pickup truck died when it rammed into a home. WBTV's Erica Lunsford.
Cleveland County Sheriff's Office says they received a call from a person saying that a white pickup truck was following a car while shooting at that car. While trying to escape from the police, the white truck crashed into this home. Shelby police say six males were inside the truck, aging from 15 to 20 years old. Now, out of that six that were in the truck, three have died and three others were taken to the hospital.
It's only May, but it's going to feel like August again this week for people in the Northwest. Weather Channel meteorologist Lynette Charles.
We are definitely going to be dealing with temperatures that are in the 90s, the upper 80s. Seattle, Portland have already set some records. And then we're going to do it all over again as we head towards Tuesday, where we're staying in the 80s and also the 90s.
To Kenya, where one of the East African country's oldest wild lions has been killed by herders. In the last week alone, the government there says at least 10 have been killed. Loon Kito was 19 years old and apparently wandered out of a national park into a village in search of food. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug. Get it.
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and geraniol and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature. Optimized by science.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, May 15th.
In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 in the River Block Building in room 206. The Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the fair office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Health and Human Services Board meeting scheduled for 4:30 has been canceled. The Stevens Point Special City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. Following that, the Common Council meeting will begin at 7. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. The Adams City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Alyssa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 35. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 72. Tomorrow night, lows around 50. Mid-70s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-60s sunny skies Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul. Waukesha's famous farmer's market. And The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
BS News Brief. There have already been hundreds of mass shootings this year in the U.S. One of the latest happened this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. WLKY-TV's Jamie Mize.
Police say when they got to the scene, they found four people who had been shot, and a fifth victim was found about a block away. They were all rushed to the hospital. One person was in critical condition, and 22-year-old DeMonte Marshall died.
Police in Yuma, Arizona are also investigating a deadly weekend mass shooting involving teenagers. Two people died and five others were hurt there. Border officials have been bracing for a surge in migrants crossing the southern border since the end of pandemic-era restrictions. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Tens of thousands of people are crowded in Mexico waiting to enter. Still, the large wave of migrants so many cities were bracing for hasn't materialized.
The Biden administration says that's because of new restrictions just put into place. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. No-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Okay, let's get real.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at your dead-end job? Want to stop worrying about money, health insurance? Get peace of mind right here, right now. Here's your chance to earn while you learn. Get smart. Call Smart Local 18 to learn how easy it is to be happy again to go to work. No matter what your situation is, everyone everywhere deserves an opportunity. Call now, 262-798-1818. That's 262-798-1818.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Five Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. You've had five or six beers and only one fish.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app. Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's Local Government Committee passed the bill Thursday. Democrats on the committee tried and failed to remove parts of the bill that have nothing to do with state aid to local communities. Representative Clinton Anderson from Beloit.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
But Republican Todd Novak of Dodgeville says Democrats have had their chance to shape the bill.
Yes, it is a Republican bill, but your party did have a lot of input and suggestions and stuff.
The next stop is the Assembly floor next week. Governor Evers has promised to veto the bill unless quotas and other restrictions on local governments are taken out. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 35. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 72. Tomorrow night, lows around 50. Mid-70s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-60s sunny skies Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are so excited to have back PJ Leish, who is a UW entomologist, also known as the bug guy, the Wisconsin bug guy. It's been a bit. It's been since the end of last summer since I think we had you on. So we're so excited to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back here, Kristen.
So I guess, I mean, with the summer and the great weather, which we're all excited about, I have been in a inordinate good mood this week because of the sunshine. But with that comes bugs. And already I've seen like a fly. I think yesterday I was getting ready for the show at my house and I could hear a fly buzzing. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the trade-off. And so what should we be expecting, at least right now, from like in the end of spring, early summer? What are the bugs that are hatching right now that we should be aware of?
Oh gosh, kind of everything and okay. Anything, I feel. Once it really starts warming up and we're having some temperatures in like the 60s and 70s and even 80s, that really starts to wake up a lot of our insects.
PJ, this happened this morning when I was getting ready for work, and it's a beetle that's got to be an inch and a half long, you know, way up on the bathroom ceiling. Where does he hang out all winter? Can they just flatten themselves to hide into teeny tiny crevices?
Some can. There is the multicolored Asian lady beetle. That's the ladybug species that likes to sneak into your home sometimes. And those can basically squish their body down to fit in through little nooks and crannies. And they can make it through a gap of about 3 millimeters, which if you stack two pennies together, that's the gap. They just, because they have this convex shape and they just smush themselves down a little bit and squeeze in. So really hard to keep them out sometimes.
But an inch and a half, that feels like a big one.
This is a pretty big bug. I think he has an apartment in somewhere in our house.
Yeah, if it's that big, I'm really not sure what that might be, Jane. You'd have to send me a picture of it to give me a better idea. Usually the things that I think of sneaking indoors in the fall aren't that large. There's one that comes to mind that's maybe 3/4 of an inch to maybe an inch on a good day. But something that big, I'm not quite sure. I would be more inclined to think it's something that's snuck in recently.
Okay, good to know.
Can we just do that as we find bugs? Can we just tweet at you pictures of bugs and be like, hey, PJ, what is this?
You can. Okay. People do that to me all the time. I mean, that's a key aspect of my job is to run the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and I identify bugs for people. When I go out and I give talks, and that's what I tell folks. In a nutshell, I get paid to identify bugs, which is really pretty cool when you think about that.
Totally. Have you ever been stumped or been stumped recently?
I mean, it does happen. And especially these days with like smartphones and everyone has these digital cameras in their pocket. Sometimes it's a matter of the photograph being kind of limited quality. And I look at it, I'm trying to zoom in and blow it up on my screen, and I just can't see enough features from that. And so there's plenty of cases where I tell folks, I'm sorry, you know, it could be this, could be that. I really need to see a sample under the microscope to get like the final word on it. So that happens all the time. But every once in a while, I have had some things that just completely stump me, or I kind of tuck them in a folder in my inbox as unsolved mysteries, and maybe 2 years.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So I guess as far as the obvious things we know are coming, tick season is here. And so, yes. And so what should people be knowing as far as how to stay safe and look for ticks and check for ticks on themselves or their dogs?
Yeah, so it definitely is tick season. And my wife happens to be a small animal vet. And I think she reported her first cases at her clinic here in Madison. It was sometime in like early March.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't need to be that warm. And some of the ticks can actually be active potentially on snow on like a really warm late winter day. But I generally tell folks, if it's warm enough that the snow is gone, even if it's February, you could bump into ticks. They can be active pretty late in the year, October into November. They can be active pretty earlier in the year too. So ticks are definitely out. And when we think of insects and related creatures that bite us. They suck our blood. You know, what scares me more, is it ticks or mosquitoes? Hands down, it's ticks. I mean, we hear about West Nile and mosquito and stuff like that. But just in terms of the caseload that we see, I think nationwide, it's something like 30,000 Lyme cases reported annually. Those
in
are just
nationally
reported
or
ones.
In Wisconsin?
Nationally.
Okay.
But they think that's a gross underestimate. They think the actual number of cases might be close to like 500,000 or something.
What?
So it's really scary. Yeah, I mean, it's heart attack, because sometimes the symptoms may be pretty subtle. We think of Lyme and we think of that classic bullseye rash, but not everyone gets that. And if you have darker skin, you might not be able to see that. And so we think there's a lot of cases of Lyme out there that maybe get diagnosed as something else, or it's just hard to figure out what's going on. So ticks, really, that's something that that scares me. In terms of what to do about it, long sleeves, if it's not too warm, that's a great way to have a physical barrier between your skin and the tick. If they can't get to your skin, they can't bite you. A challenge is that ticks can often climb pretty well. And so you could brush against some grassy areas. They get on you, your shin, your knee, something like that. And they can climb up here pretty quickly, you know, in a matter of a couple of minutes. So long sleeves can help. Another piece of advice is, if you know there's just a certain park or hiking trail that has a lot of tick activity, you know, it might be better to go somewhere else. Or if you're going there, take additional precautions. There's some really good repellents. DEET is kind of the old gold standard. Mm-hmm. Not everyone likes DEET. It can be oily and folks just don't like it for a number of reasons. There's some other ones at the hardware store. Picaridin. If you're looking for more of a botanical plant-based one, there's repellents that contain oil of lemon eucalyptus that has been shown to work pretty well in studies. So that's a more plant-based option. I will caution, though, you can go on Facebook and all sorts of social media places, and you'll see these home recipes for make your own tick and mosquito, and it's essential oils and stuff like that. And I would not trust my, you know, my health or my family's health to stuff like that. So I make sure to use the repellents that have science backing them. And then one other thing is, both for us, you know, ourselves, our kids, family members, but also our pets, is do the tick checks. That's so important, because for a deer tick, if it's carrying Lyme, and at the moment about 40 or so percent of adult deer ticks in the state are carrying Lyme, which is a scary number, they really have to be attached on you for a pretty significant length of time to effectively transmit Lyme. It's somewhere in the ballpark of about 36 hours. So
wow.
If you go
hiking
and you're out hiking a couple hours, and later that day you find a deer tick and you remove it, your chances of getting transmission of Lyme go way down. So that timely kind of daily tick check, if you're spending time out in tick habitat, is a really critical step.
For both you and your pet.
Yes, exactly. In pets, of course, you can chat with your veterinarian. There's all sorts of treatments. Some of them you put behind the shoulder blades. Other ones are ingestible ones, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of options out there for pets, too.
PJ, what purpose do ticks serve in the grand scheme of the ecological life? I mean,
The circle of life.
Yes, who eats them?
Oh, gosh. Not a whole lot of things actually eat them. I mean, birds to a certain extent might. The same ticks that can get on us, they will sometimes go onto birds. And if a bird is cleaning itself, it may pluck those off and ingest them. There's kind of this urban myth out there that possums are just these tick vacuums. I've heard it and seen it on Facebook and stuff, that they're just going around like hoovers sucking up ticks left and right. And that's not really the case either. I've tracked down some scientific papers looking at like what's in the stomach of a possum. And it's usually not ticks. It's all sorts of other stuff. So in terms of their role, though, it's really hard for me to make a case other than they're simply trying to do their thing and you know, go about their business and raise their young. But for everyone else, it's just kind of a hard pill to swallow.
It's just the, it's that creepy, the crawly things. Ick.
We're talking to PJ Leish, who is the UW entomologist and director of the University of Wisconsin Insect Diagnostic Lab, also known as the Wisconsin bug guy. So you posted on your blog, it's spongy moth season. And I have to admit, it's the first time I've heard spongy moth. It sounds like an insult I'd throw at someone on Twitter.
You spongy moth, you.
So that one, it actually used to be called Gypsy Moth.
Oh,
okay.
So if you've heard of that one, but it turns out when you dig into the old literature for Gypsy Moth, it was named that, and it was essentially used as part of an ethnic slur against a certain group of people. And so the Entomological Society of America, about a little over a year ago, had started going through some of these insect common names and looking at ones that were deemed offensive and switching them to something else. They use the term spongy moth. That's actually a term used by the French in the native range of this insect to refer to the egg masses, which have this kind of spongy consistency to them. So they said, that makes sense. We're going to use that name. So same insect, but it's now known as the spongy moth. And this is something I've been watching really closely for the last couple of years. It has been trending upwards. And it turns out if we have a rainy year, there is a fungal disease that keeps their populations in check. So there's been that recent HBO show, The Last of Us, where the fungus turns people into zombies. And that's like based on a hint of truth, and it's just blown way out of proportion. So this is a fungal disease that's super specific to spongy moth. If we have a rainy spring, it tends to keep their population in check. The last two springs across much of the state have been really pretty dry. So their populations have just skyrocketed.
Oh, wow.
So there's a ton of egg masses out there. And in southern Wisconsin, they just started hatching within about the last 8 or 9 days. And they're hatching at the moment. So we're going to have a ton of these little caterpillars out there. They can just strip oak trees of all their leaves. When I looked at statistics from the DNR for defoliation, if we go back to like 2019, there were no acres defoliated in the state. Last year, it was over 85,000 acres. So depending on how the weather is the next couple of weeks, that could really shape how good or bad of a year we have for this particular insect. So it's something that folks should definitely be watching for, especially if they've had issues the last couple of years, and if they have some high-value oak trees in their yard. I'd keep an eye on those.
So, and what do you do if you think you see them? Like, how do you... Not a blowtorch. We learned that last time.
Usually not good to try attacking insects with fire. That can end badly. There's quite a few tricks that you can do. I mean, the first thing is, this is an insect that spends probably 9 months of the year as eggs. And so you can go in your yard, and if you find an egg mass, you can scrape it off with a putty knife and send it to the landfill, and that'll, you know, take it out of the equation. At the moment, folks can do what are called sticky bands. You basically wrap like duct tape or saran wrap around your tree, the trunk, and then you can put something called Tanglefoot, which is just really sticky stuff. It's sticky glue-like substance, or Vaseline. The little caterpillars will get stuck to it.
Okay.
As they're trying to walk up the trunk, you can also tie a strip of burlap around the trunk, and the larger caterpillars will hide under that. And then you have to go out every afternoon, and you can knock them into a container of soapy water. But those are two ways that are basically pesticide-free that you can do in your own yard to help deal with those if you have them.
That's a good one to know. All right. Well, with the minute that we have left, any other bugs that people should be on alert for as we head into May and June?
Well, Memorial Day is coming up. That's probably going to mean some mosquito activity. We have finally caught up. If you check the U.S. Drought Monitor, we've gotten some decent amount of snowfall, rainfall. We'll probably have more mosquitoes this year than we did last year. So that'll be something to keep an eye on as well as we creep towards summer.
All right. Womp womp.
And congratulations, by the way, PJ. You and your wife are expecting a baby girl soon.
Oh,
yes.
In the same club.
Thank you. Yeah, we're in that final two-week countdown. So I've got my hospital bag packed. We could be out heading to the hospital any moment now.
Any moment. Well, congratulations. Good luck on the first couple of months once baby comes. But PJ Laish, thank you so much. It's always a fun to have having you here.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up this week's episodes. Today's episode, we have a great sign-off from WGN. It really made me laugh out loud. So you don't want to miss that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5